Hello. Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Collin from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Can I speak with Johnny Cole, please?
Speaking.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for the survey, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be a definitely vote, probably, or 50-50 chance?
120%.
All right, thank you. All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes for the survey, what is your age?
60.
All right, thank you. All right, then, just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
Black American.
Black American, okay. All right, sir, and please write me your level of motivation for voting on next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, okay, where 0 means that you're not motivated to vote next year's election, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote, okay, but you can choose any number from 0 to 10.
10.
All right, 10. All right, sir, and regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay, and would you call a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay, strong Democrat. Okay, and thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
Satisfied.
Okay, sir, and why specifically makes you say that you're satisfied? Can you give me like a sentence telling me, you know, what makes you say that?
I think Bidenomics need another 4 years to get it going in the right direction and cut down some of this racial violence.
So you what was the first one you think? Economic?
Yeah, Biden economics.
Oh, Biden economic. Okay. Yeah. Biden economic, right?
Right.
Okay, economic.
Think you're moving the country in the right direction.
Okay, are going in the right direction.
Yeah.
And the right direction. Okay, and you said something about racial violence or something like that?
Yeah, this country needs healing, and if he's the president in the next 4 years, we should be in a better place.
And okay, in the next 4 years,
yeah.
should be in a better place, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, 4 years, you said?
Yeah.
4 years, it will be, should be, in a better place.
Yeah.
All right. All right. All right, sir, and which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? Would that be gun regulation and reform? Criminal justice reform that, you know, stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable. Inflation and the economy. Lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government. Healthcare costs. Criminal and crime and violence. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights. Climate change and environmental issues. Improving kinder K through 12 public school education. Standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, immigration and border security, protecting our democracy and freedom. So you can pick two to be the most important to you.
Jesus, you said so many. You said one earlier. Okay, can you say them again?
Okay, the first one is gun regulation and reform. The second... criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds back cops accountable.
Okay.
inflation and the economy.
Inflation and economy.
Okay, well, and lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, healthcare costs, crime and violence, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, climate, that one, protecting...
education.
Improving K through 12 public school education.
Yes.
All right, we'll go with them too. All right, thank you. All right, sir, and do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Disapproved.
Would that be somewhat disapproved or strongly disapproved?
Strongly.
Okay, strongly disapproved. All right, sir, and generally speaking, would you say that your personal economic situation is getting better, is staying about the same, or getting worse?
Yeah, about the same.
Yeah. Okay, and now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Getting worse, okay. All right, sir, and how often would you say you experience racism and or discrimination in your everyday life? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Often.
And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Okay, not often. Okay. All right, sir, and how concerned are you about the rights or freedoms being taken away, you know, or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
You said freedom?
About rights or freedom being taken away or rolled back in this country.
I'm concerned.
Would that be very or just somewhat?
Just somewhat.
Just somewhat. All right. Thank you. All right, sir, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, opinion, or never heard of a person or organization. Just let me know, and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be Donald Trump from 0 to 100.
Wow, 20.
20? Okay, Black Lives Matter.
60.
60? Okay, Joe Biden.
100.
100? Okay, the National Rifle Association, or NRA.
20.
20? Cornel West.
Cornel West.
80. Okay. 80. The Republican Party.
Wow. 20.
Tim Scott.
Who?
Tim Scott.
Tim Scott.
Yes.
40.
20 or 40?
40.
20. Okay, what about the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
75.
Okay. All right, thank you, sir.
Hey, you right, said a few questions.
I know it's still a long way off, but But if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democratic Joe Biden, which would you vote for, Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay. Thank you, sir. All right. And how worried about, you know, are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today?
Not at all.
be not so worried or not at all worried?
Not at all worried.
Okay. All right, so now I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. Okay, here's the first one. The government should do more, to lessen income inequality in society. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
They should do less or more. What did you say?
They should do more to lessen income inequality.
Yes,
in society.
They should do more, strongly more.
Okay, strongly. Okay, the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of Black Americans.
More. Strongly.
Okay, strongly. Okay. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Disagree. Strongly disagree.
Okay, racism against Black people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly agree.
Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country.
Strongly agree.
America's diversity makes it stronger.
Diversity.
Yes.
Getting better, I'd say agree.
Okay. Would that be strongly or just somewhat?
Just somewhat. Agree.
Just somewhat. Okay. Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs, we can't afford right now.
I don't know enough about it, so I just agree.
Would that be strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Would that be a strongly
strong.
Support that? Somewhat support?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Strongly support. All right. All right, sir, now I'm going to read you two statements some people, have made about our country. Please tell me which one you agree with more, okay? I'm going to go with statement A first. Other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books, into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting us with, for solutions today. Diversity should not be, a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us, freedom to make our own choices. That's statement A. Statement B says, some people say America's strength is a diversity. It's a diversity that we are, a nation defined by different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting our, out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens, so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Would you say you agree with more with much more with A, somewhat more with A, much more with B, or somewhat more with B?
B.
Much more or just somewhat?
Much more.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, we're almost done with this survey. I really thank you for your time. I know you could be doing 1,000 things, okay, but you decided to help me with this survey, okay? Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna read you a list of things that some people say are being, undermined in our country today. Please rate on using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with this being undermined or, under threat. And 5 means that you find somewhat agree, and Zero means that you don't think it's been threatened or undermined at all. Okay, you can use any number. Okay, the first one says the right to bear arms. From zero to ten. Do not agree being threatened or undermined at all, or?
Five. Hey, can you hold for a second?
Sure, sir.
I got a report card. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, son, you're a grown-ass man. You don't think I'm tired? You got to be working twice as much. Hello?
Okay. Are you ready? Colgó.